And so it was a pancreatic cancer patient, and pancreatic cancer patients have often been so annihilated by chemo and the resulting antibiotics that they have what we call white chalk stools. They literally pass no organic material other than the dead epithelial cells of their gut lining, and so their poop looks like pieces of white chalk. So I had a 59-year-old woman with two-year diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. She weighed 59 pounds. She was a walking skeleton. When I first did her abdominal exam, I almost hyperventilated. It was one of the most stunning exams I've ever done. You could see her gallbladder on her liver. You could see her entire abdominal anatomy because she had no abdominal fat left. She had burned through her body.
Wow.
And so she was a walking skeleton. She was having, for over a year, white chalk stools. She'd had a complete bowel obstruction from her cancer for almost 4 months by this time that I saw her. She was admitted to my hospice service. And I was afraid to give her any hope, so I didn't tell her anything about what I knew so far. I hadn't put this in a patient yet. I had felt fine. I put her on a tablespoon 3 times a day. And she could take it only very slowly because she couldn't swallow much because of the bowel obstruction. So she was swishing in her mouth and would slowly swallow it over a course of an hour. She called me 4 days later and said, I just had my first massive brown bowel movement in almost 2 years.
Wow.
In 4 days, she repopulated a sterile gut with a sterile supplement.
What a cool story.
Yeah. And so where did those bacteria come from? They mostly come from her breathing because she wasn't eating. She wasn't eating fermented food. She wasn't on probiotics. She breathed the bacteria that would repopulate her system. And so I really believe that most of the ecosystem that we depend on every day doesn't come from a capsule of probiotics, doesn't come from the sauerkraut. It comes from you walking out into your garden, turning over some soil to plant your seeds. All of the airborne bacteria happen. You breathe them in. Or you reach over and you pet your dog. You run your hand across the back of that dog, bacteria go airborne. Pet your dogs more. Kiss your cats. You know, yeah. those animals are still walking in their own poop. That's brilliant.
Absolutely.
Their ecosystem.
Yeah, listen, I want to hug you right now. I couldn't agree more, you know, and you went full circle in our conversation when I said, hey, look, you know, we can't repopulate guts just by taking bacteria and pills, right? I mean, there's a time and a place, and you know, but it really is about what you're talking about. And you also answered my question of how the Restore product can actually populate gut bacteria. There you have it. Communication. Redox is offering communication tools, if you will, for our bacteria. You know, it's offering for our mitochondria, you know, and cell-to-cell communication. That is what's missing. You know, that's what, once that cell-to-cell communication is there, you know, the armies can do their thing. You know, the cells can start to say, hey, we need more of this, boom, 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 and the body starts working. That's called innate intelligence. You know, and I'm a firm believer, Dr. Zach, remove the interference, the body can do the healing. And it's that innate intelligence and that cell.